I'll get it.
Well, I could guess. I just have two or three small changes.
Let me get Bill.
All right.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Bill, do you have the text?
Yes, sir.
I would try about a third of the way down. I'd strike out that phrase, just as we assisted at the dawn of Panamanian independence, because that is looked upon by Panama and others as a blank chapter in view of Teddy Roosevelt's statement, I took Panama.
All right, sir.
In the next two sentences down, we have also had a special relationship with Panama. Well, they have shared with us, and I think it might be put in there, the benefits, comma, the burden and the trust. Because they've gotten an awful lot out of it themselves. It might just be worth leaving that in.
Roger.
And then it would go on down to as soon as he is invited by the governor of Panama.
Yes, sir.
Now, you might just check through the statement to see how many of the first persons are there, our ambassador rather than my.
Roger.
Because otherwise it might be too... turned into a direct quote.
Right.
And then, the beginning of the next sentence, he will arrive. Now, the idea has been that there would be special representatives.
Right.
We shall also designate a special representative, and then go ahead with full authority, et cetera, et cetera.
A special representative, aren't you?
Yeah. Right.
At all?
Yes, those are the only changes I would make.
Right. Thank you.
Now, is the president on?
Yeah.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
On other matters, I think the they ask you about these this Cuban personnel on the helicopter. Of course, any Cuban who wants to go back can. But I would not commit yourself today to return the helicopter to say that's being studied, because we may want to trade this helicopter for a jet trainer that was seized and held by them that they had no right to seize. So I wouldn't make a flat commitment today on the helicopter. Now, I've checked over things here. I think that there's nothing new that you haven't been pretty well briefed on. If they ask you about Abel Harriman, it is just not true that he is being put into any background here.
Is he doing a little of that, you think?
I don't
think he feels sorry for himself.
Well, I don't get that impression talking with him, but I can't give you 100% guarantee that this is... It's not a problem.
Tell him he doesn't. Tell him when he comes back he doesn't need to. Tell him I'm a great admirer of his and you're a great admirer of his. And some of these people are coming to me and telling me that he's feeling sorry for himself and we don't want him to.
Well, now, if you get a question of that sort, you can say that the Secretary of State and the two undersecretaries among them have to cover the world. And from time to time, they adjust the application of their time so that there's a certain division of labor now. Everybody knows that Under Secretary Ball has spent an enormous amount of time on the Cyprus question. That the Secretary himself has been spending a lot of time on the Far Eastern situation. And Mr. Harriman has been spending a lot of time on Africa. That doesn't mean that any one of them has been downgraded in any way. In other words, we do this all the time over here as we shift our time around to meet the necessities of the situation. I just give him a frank statement along that line. Because he hasn't been downgraded over here. I think perhaps he hasn't been over around that cabinet table as often as he might have been in one stage in the old days,
system.
That's the system. That's your own method of operation. I must say I prefer not to have so many of those long, pointless seminars that we used to have over there. Yeah, right.
All right. Anything else you think of?
No, I think not at the moment, sir.
Fine. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.